T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Ron, we have an interesting little story brewing here. Kevin Weeks, who you know from the NHL Network, reporting that there's a deal in the works here. Let me find his exact tweet, and it is the blue check-marked Kevin Weeks, because we know sometimes these things, when trade stories break, are a little questionable, but it is the Kevin Weeks. As per what I'm told, the Penguins are trading Patrick Hornquist to the Florida Panthers in exchange for defenseman Mike Matheson. So that's all I have right now. And he doesn't say it's done there. He says it's happening. He doesn't say it's done. So I want to be very careful about moving ahead with this as if it's a done deal. But, man, this would be something. I think one of the really iconic figures, I don't feel like I'm overstating it, in the history of the franchise. Patrick Hornquist came in and helped this team and was a leader in this team winning 2 Stanley Cups. This would be a trade for Matheson, who just gets butchered on social media regularly. First-round pick of the Panthers. He's played about 4 years in the league, 7 years younger than Hornquist. Really, really good skater. That part's inarguable. Whether he can actually defend is very arguable. He's got a cap hit that goes forever at close to $5 million, so it's not like the Penguins are saving a bunch of money here. What's your initial impression, Ron?
Well, I'm not surprised. Jim Rutherford is doing what he thinks is best, because I've always believed that Mike Sullivan is a huge Patrick Hornquist fan. He always talks about the energy he brings to the team. I don't know. You know, maybe he endorsed this trade 100%, but this sounds a lot more to me like it's strictly a Jim Rutherford deal. Hornquist is going to be 34 next year in January with a lot of miles on him. So I get the fact that, you know, you try to want to move him at the right time. I don't know enough about this Matheson. I know he scored 8, 8, and 10 goals in the last 3 years. So he's got a little bit of offensive game. As you said, you don't know how well he defends anything. I guess I'm not totally surprised, other than the fact that I just always thought that Sullivan was an absolutely huge Patrick Hornquist man. And, you know, the players love the energy that he brings too, but they've disappointed Joe in each of the last 2 years in the playoffs, and the GM is bound and determined he's going to change things up.
Clearly, yeah. I mean, if this trade goes down, and we're going to see more, the question is, here's my question. Is the GM has openly questioned his own team's energy, commitment, competitiveness, spirit, whatever you want to call it, and there's nobody in the organization and few guys in the team's history that have epitomized those qualities better than Patrick Hornquist. Now, on the other side of it, so my initial reaction is, I don't like it. I like Patrick Hornquist still here. My other reaction, though, and there are many that come to mind, is they just got a whole lot younger. I saw social media butcher Justin Schultz when he came here, columnists making fun of it left and right, fans making fun of it left and right. He helped them win a couple of cups, certainly one. He was very integral in the Penguins winning a cup. They rehabbed Justin Schultz for a while before he relapsed in terms of what he did this season. So I'm not so sure I buy everything on Mike Matheson that I'm hearing. He's still only 26. I'm sure he'd be a project for Todd Reirden. The Penguins have rehabbed other defensemen. They have. And there's no doubt that this kid has size and is a great, not a good, a great skater. Okay? So, obviously they wanted to get younger. They probably see what the Dallas Stars are doing with their defense. They want more from their defense in terms of creating offense, more than just guys who can pinch and things like that. Guys who can move up in the zone and actually make things happen and join a rush and make things happen. And who knows, maybe run a power play. I don't know with this guy. He hasn't gotten a whole lot of opportunity for that in Florida, so I don't know if he's capable of that. So I can see the rationale behind it. But if you're asking me right now, I want to keep Patrick Hornquist. And it doesn't add up for me when you're questioning your own team's competitiveness, spirit, and energy. That's everything I'm thinking about now.
And I think it's very fair what you're saying, but Hornquist is getting up in age, and he has that concussion history and a lot of baggage health-wise from the concussions. And we talk about them needing to get younger, and they are saving, what, fairly significant money here, what, about $500,000 or something? You know, because Hornquist is signed for three more years at like 5.3. And you just worry, is he going to hit the wall really hard soon? But I get your point. I mean, there's no one that's more competitive than he is. And that's why I think Sullivan loved him so much that, and the teammates loved him so much that, you know, that he just, you know, he just a warrior, for lack of a better word. But again, do you want to get rid of somebody before the expiration date really comes close? That has to be what they're thinking to me, plus the fact, again, that they've totally underachieved these last 2 years. So we always say anybody is expendable except for Sid on the team. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. I just wonder in his heart of hearts what Sullivan thinks about this.
And the other thing is, I mean, they save a little bit the next couple of years, but Matheson signed for five more years, Ron, through 2025.
Yeah, but he's 26 as opposed to going to be 34, though, in Hornquist.
I'm talking strictly finances. They've got a $4.9 million cap hit with a player who nobody thinks is good through 2025-26. So in terms of savings financially, yeah, in the short term you save a little. But in the long term, you sure don't, unless you turn him into a good player. And now they've got, what, $4, $9, $5, $6, $8 million tied up in Mike Matheson and Jack Johnson. Now, if you told me Florida has to take Jack Johnson as part of this deal, then I'd warm up to it a little bit. I can tell you that, because then it would be significant cap savings for me. And we don't even know if the deal's complete. Secondly, we don't know all the parameters of it. But if that were part of it, then I'd start to warm up significantly. But right now, when a team has $8 million tied up in Jack Johnson and Mike Matheson, that doesn't look real good on your back end, Ron. It really doesn't.
Well, I want to hear the parameters, like you said, too. I mean, could they be picking up some of the money? I mean, there's just a strict player-for-player trade. We haven't heard all those details yet. But, yeah, I mean, they got a – you know, the GM again swears by Jack Johnson. Again, a lot of people think that's just him, you know, trying to say what he's got to say to be able to try to move him somewhere down the road. But he speaks very highly of him, like he is going to be back. I mean, we got a long way to go before next season. But I'm a little bit surprised with this, but not overwhelmingly surprised, only because of Hornquist's age.
Yeah. As it stands right now, depending on the parameters and other deals, I don't like it. That's how it stands right now with me. If you're going into a season with Jack Johnson, who objectively is not a good playoff player, certainly we've seen that over 2 years. I don't even know that that's an opinion. That seems to be an objective fact. They can't possibly go into next season with him in their top six. And this guy's a project. I think that's an objective fact as well. I haven't seen one person say that Mike Matheson is having a good career so far. But, again, the Penguins have rehabbed some of these guys. Jamie Oleksiak just scored a goal in the Stanley Cup Final, I believe a game winner the other night. He came here, played well for a while, sort of rehabbed his career and moved on. Justin Schultz the same, and there have been others, Ron. So we'll see. Your reaction If indeed this is going down, as Kevin Weeks reports, Patrick Hornquist for Mike Matheson. What do you make of it?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.